So we are, welcome everybody. I'm seeing comments over here. Enjoy seeing you guys joining us. But we're going to move into social media tip number two.
Here we go.
All right. So social media tip number two, be uplifting and encouraging. And I think we already started talking a little bit about this last week and kind of touching on the importance of, you know, social media is another place to serve, another place and space to be a witness for Jesus Christ, just in your actions, your behavior, your comments, all of it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, again, even though this has kind of already been talked about, it's just so important to remind ourselves as Christians to be uplifting and encouraging on social media. So we wanted that to be a full tip. So Ephesians 4:29, do not let any wholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. That is, it may benefit those who listen. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just really such a powerful verse for the theme of this is, you know, and I'll be the first to say this, I can so easily let maybe not God-glorifying talk come out of my mouth when I'm talking conversations. And so even thinking in the space of social media, this is not a place to be sharing a post that might have cursing or swearing on it. It's not a place to maybe be making a vulgar, unkind comment or post or anything like that. And it is truly a place for us as Christians to be able to post uplifting videos, photos. If you're going to share a post, let it be a post that's going to bless somebody and uplift them and encourage them.
Definitely. And I know social media can so often be argumentative, whether it's at your own fault or the fault of others. Regardless, you know, being uplifting and encouraging can really be a shining light to others. So definitely, I love that verse. And then we have another one here, Hebrews 3, verse 13, that says, but encourage one another daily, as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. So yeah, this is really saying, you know, encouragement can soften our hearts and others to be more in tune with the Holy Spirit. So I really love how that kind of connects back to what we said last week too, where not everything we post has to be directly about God or Christianity, but again, every post we make, we do have the opportunity to impact someone and soften their hearts and spur them on in the Lord. So,
yeah, I really liked that Hebrews verse in that, you know, encourage it that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. And I think seeing encouragement as a way to really help many, ourselves and others, not fall into temptation or be deceived by the lies of Satan. It's just, that was so powerful for me to read today and to even realize that in the context of social media, that is another place where we have the opportunity to actually soften people's hearts away from Satan's lies and deceit. And, you know, again, seeing social media as that space, it really does take on another form of, it's an extension of our personal ministry, certainly, and encouragement is so key, and that's really what that verse is saying. Daily encourage one another. Daily do that.
Yeah, I love that. And I was just thinking of the word deceitfulness. I think as a young woman on social media, this is an experience I've had a lot where I see someone who's just looks perfect. They have a beautiful face, a beautiful body, a beautiful life, like all these different things that oftentimes isn't them living in authenticity. And I always am so encouraged when, you know, people just present them their real selves and say, you know, our imperfections can make us beautiful. And I think that's something that, I don't know if you've experienced similar things, but just kind of feeling like, oh man, like every time I log on to social media, I see another perfect person and I don't feel perfect.
Right.
And
I think that's a good warning too, is when we're encouraging and being uplifting, we still can do that in going back to tip one, being your authentic self in Christ, where it's like you can be honest. And, you know, some days your encouragement might be, I'm having a hard day. We need to band together and pray together. Mm-hmm. Let's push forward together in the Lord. You know, it doesn't always have to be what Abby's saying, or maybe you're presenting this image where you're perfect or your life is perfect, because that sort of encouragement might not be authentic encouragement.
Right.
And then it might just create, like you said, it's another deceitfulness of Satan that everybody else is doing so good, too bad your life is terrible, kind of thing.
Right, definitely. All right, so here's another awesome verse. Matthew 12, verse 36 says, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. So again, sharing things that are full of purpose, not careless, posting what you would say in front of others in person, and having an attitude of serving on social media.
Yeah, and I will say, you know, please, anybody in the comments, if anything's kind of striking a note, to, you know, kind of share your thoughts on this. But what I love about that is, you know, actually, I just was down in Illinois, and our provost, Dr. Pettis, I was just attending his church because I was visiting down there, and they were talking about revelations and kind of this idea of, and it's in the Bible, where it's like every word, deed, thought, and action, we will be accountable for. And so when I kind of saw this verse today, it was like, okay, like, you know, all those little things that we can just say on social media, on either our own posts or comments, and next week we're going to dig more into comments and responding to other people. But either way, if it's yourself posting it or something you're commenting to somebody, you know, we may think that something doesn't really matter or whatever, whatever, but every word we say, you know, we are going to have account for it. And it is going to, you know, we're going to give an account for that. So everything we say, making sure we have it through the lens of, you know, we're going to give an account for what we say. And social media, again, is another place where all of us are talking all day. Messaging, and same thing with private message or whatever way you're talking to somebody online or on social media. Just remembering that, I think, is so important that, you know, again, and even that idea of what would you say it to them in person. You know, I've seen, and we touched on this a little bit last week, where somebody might hide behind the screen. And just they can say this, and it's like, whoa, I don't feel like they'd ever say that to my face. And so it's almost like, it's just kind of hard to process. And so, again, understanding that every word you say, you're going to hold account to. And so make sure what you're saying is something that you confidently say in front of somebody else and in real life.
Yeah, that's really powerful. And I think it, again, connects back to last week where, you know, your presence on social media is directly connected to who you are personally. And I think a lot of pitfalls can come when we make that separation.
Absolutely.
And again, that accountability is, you know, even if you don't feel it in a worldly sense, we do have that accountability with Christ. So it can be intimidating, but also really inspiring to, again, be uplifting and encouraging.
Yeah, absolutely. And then another following up on this tip, there's going to be times where life is hard and you might be the one needing encouragement. So how do you post in that time? And I think we started talking about that a little bit, but, you know, you can still, it's kind of, you know, we still have gratitude in the storms. We still can praise God in the difficulties. And, you know, it is okay to be sharing on social media that you're struggling maybe with anxiety, or you've lost a loved one, or something is going on in your life where it's really hard to just encourage, and you're kind of the one needing encouragement.
Right.
But, you know, I think that, you know, and it's okay to even say, like, I'd love some of my brothers and sisters in Christ to, you know, give me some encouragement today, share some Bible, some verses, prayer, maybe meet up in person, you know, so it's, you're still keeping that edge of, you're modeling that if you are going through something hard, how do you do that in a way that's actually going to encourage and maybe uplift somebody else who's going through a really hard time?
Definitely, and that's where I think we can be so thankful for, you know, the Christian Leaders Network and any church Facebook groups you might have. Social media can be a really positive form of that Christian community.
Absolutely.
And, you know, reading through, like, the prayer group on the network, people are so encouraging in the comments, you know, even typing out a little prayer. And so I think that's where this can be a really productive way to use social media, and without making it negative or too sad, you know, it can be, again, that sense of
still modeling, you know, how to be a blessing, and as brothers and sisters in Christ, how to build each other up. And so Galatians 5:22-23, many of you are very familiar with this one, but the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. And I think I always, when I was younger, I would always be like, against such things there is no law. I always thought that really was really weird. But it's kind of like, again, that idea of that sort of the fruit of the Spirit, that sums up, if you're following that way, you will be following what God's commanded us to do in the law. And so I think the same is true in social media. If you are having a heart of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, all these things that are direct results of the Holy Spirit being in your life, well, then you are going to be uplifting. You are going to be honestly following all these tips.
And so
it's just kind of coming back to that. And I think we'll probably talk about this again, but just remembering that, put on the fruits of the Spirit when you're on, and say, look at it through the lens of, is this something that the Holy Spirit is producing? You know, is this full of love or joy or peace or, you know, being patient or forgiving of someone? Is it kind? Is it gentle? Or is it self-controlled? You know, I'm not just putting everything out there.
Pick her right in.
Exactly. So definitely letting our social media interactions be filled with these qualities that characterize a Christian leader.
Definitely. That verse really sums it up. So then we have some kind of final questions if you guys would like to share in the comments. We'd love to see that. But has someone's encouragement on social media touched your life? And I think last week we kind of went into how Florence, as an example, is always kind of in the comments on people's posts,
right,
and just her posts in general.
And people are so encouraging.
Being very encouraging, yeah. And I know sometimes when people private message me and reach out to me personally, I think that's oftentimes when I'm most encouraged,
really,
just because it is so personal, and it feels like, you know, they almost took it a step further than just a comment to actually make that personal connection. And so I know I always kind of try and do that now too, just because that has always been very like inspiring and encouraging to me.
Yeah, and me as well. I remember when I got married, a couple people did private message me congratulations, and it was really sweet, you know, kind of like stood apart in my mind the kind words that they might have shared and blessing that they shared for my upcoming marriage. And so, yeah, those kind of things, they do matter. And I remember there's been certain times where somebody's like shared something, like one of those inspirational posts, and like I've just seen it and been like, whoa, like this is exactly the post that I did need today. And it's like, it's just crazy. And it's like when that person was sharing it, you know, I know that I wasn't coming to their mind,
right?
But you know, it touched me and made a difference in my life. I remember there was this one post, and I don't even know exactly how it goes, but it was just kind of idea of like people a lot of times get the attitude of, you know, if somebody wouldn't even cross a puddle for you, don't cross an ocean for them. And then this post basically said, but no, like you should. Like it doesn't matter what somebody will do for you. You should do it because you know, are willing to do it. So cross an ocean for somebody, even if they don't give you a thing back. And it's just, I think as Christians, that's who we are to be as serving. And it's like God died on the cross for all of us. And so many of us will ignore that.
Right.
And he did it anyway. And he would have done it if there was just one person that it needed to be done for. And so I think that kind of reminds me a little bit of the heart that Jesus has. And so when I saw that, it just like really changed my perspective on a situation I was dealing with. And I was like, I'm so caught up in, oh, I've given all this, and they're not giving anything back.
Yeah,
and it's
like,
so what? I have Jesus, and that's all I need. Like, I don't need them to give me something back. Now, again, when I say that, there's certain situations where you need to protect yourself, you need to remove yourself from it. And so I always say that with caution, you know, if you need to not be in that situation for your safety and your well-being, then please remove yourself. But I know in my situation, like, I could keep pushing for, you know. I just was wanting to get complaining and get stuck in my own head kind of thing.
That's really powerful though. And yeah, you never know what you post, how that can affect someone negatively or more importantly, positively. So then the second question we have here is what keeps you from posting uplifting thoughts? It's a good one.
Well, I think right away, I think what we kind of already said, and there it is, I think it's sin's deceitfulness. I think it's the lies of Satan. I think but it also is sometimes the hardness of life. You know, we are each on different journeys, and some of us are really suffering for the Lord, suffering. And so maybe that does make it really hard to post uplifting things. And so kind of hoping as we share this tip that even if that's your situation, that in that you can still find the strength to post something uplifting and encouraging, even while going through the storm.
Definitely. And I think, last week we kind of talked about what if you're not on social media, what if you don't utilize that, and we can, of course, still fulfill, you know, our calling to be uplifting and be encouraging to other people outside of social media. So I think there is that balance of, you don't need to feel an obligation to do so, but if you are utilizing social media, it is a space for those positive
attributes. Absolutely. Really good point, Abby. John Smith just shared Luke 12:32. When going through a hard time, there is a passage of hope. Fear not, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Such a beautiful quote in that Bible verse. So it's like, if maybe you're the one going through a hard time, put that verse on your wall, you know, and have it there as a reminder even for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And Gordon said, also some people have other interests, so I would find history posts uplifting while others would probably find it boring. And that's a really great point.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's what's cool about social media is a lot of times the people that have the same interests and enjoy seeing what you share, you know, Facebook kind of starts to, like, show you people who, like, you know, interact with.
Kind of show, reflect your own interests.
But it's true, you know, there's going to be things that you do share that maybe you hope will be uplifting where other people might find it boring.
Right.
But yeah, I would love the history posts as well, Florence. I agree with that. So, Gordon, I like that. I
would
like that that's uplifting for you.
Yeah, and that's what's cool about social media is even if, you know, maybe you're not super close with a person, you can still kind of see the cool things that they're doing, whether it aligns with what you do or not. I think, you know, we can see all the gifts that the Lord has given us in different ways,
Absolutely.
And we can celebrate that on social media too. And then one final reflection question. What is one encouragement you can share today on social media? So maybe that's not something you have an explicit answer for, but just kind of a reflection question to take in and kind of meditate on. And as we shared at the beginning, maybe it's congratulating some of our graduates on the Christian
Right.
Leaders Network.
Yeah, maybe that is
an
encouragement.
That's a really easy way to be encouraging.
Love that, definitely. Well, and an interesting President Henry says here, in the Influence Smart class, one key principle is not to talk about what people are not interested in or uplifted by. So, you know, there's certain things maybe that you are super interested in, and maybe it's something that needs to be shared with a group of friends that have that same interest,
right,
opposed to maybe not on your Facebook page or your Instagram page or things like that. And especially if they're not going to be uplifted by it, then, you know, it's not something to share. So that's kind of a tidbit from our Influence course.
There's no sound.
Can you guys hear us okay?
Did we lose sound?
I hope we did not lose sound. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, hopefully we're sorry that Ray doesn't have sound. Hopefully
maybe
you can
refresh.
Get it. Yeah, maybe try relogging in. But, so that kind of concludes our tip two on social media. And, you know, we hope you guys enjoyed that. And so if there's any further comments you guys have, we always post this on YouTube after. So on the network. So feel free to share any further thoughts about social media as we continue with these tips.